Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
All right, Shannon with the Dirty on the 30, live from Las Vegas and the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Wendy Williams taken to the hospital this week for a mental health check, and I'm just now getting all of the details on what happened. A spokesperson for the NYPD said they received a call at about 8:40 in the morning on Tuesday requesting an ambulance to transport a 57-year-old woman living in Wendy's Manhattan address for a psychiatric evaluation. That patient was taken to a local hospital. That patient was Wendy Williams. And we've been talking about this. She's really been struggling with her health a lot lately. She does have COVID. She tested positive for COVID this week. Her Graves' disease is acting up. And on top of all of that, sources telling me she's just lonely. She's single. She doesn't have a lot of friends. She lost her marriage, her mom. She lives all by herself. So there's just a lot on her plate. I believe I told you this yesterday. The premiere for the new season of Wendy's Talk Show has been pushed back to October 4th in the wake of all of this.
I wish her well. This is tough. Yeah. A tough time for a lot of people. So
coming up this morning on Good Morning America, an interview with a woman named Diana Copeland. She worked as an assistant for R. Kelly for years and years, and she tells Michael Strahan she never witnessed anything out of the ordinary when she was around R. Kelly.
How would you describe him as a person?
He's charismatic. People kind of say he has two personalities because when you meet him, he has, he's a really personable person. If you see him angry, that's a whole different person.
There's a jet stream of bullshit coming out of your mouth, my friend.
Yeah, I believe she just gave her testimony in his sex trafficking trial, so she's going to be talking a little bit more about that.
Of course, she worked for him. She's going to be, but there's so much evidence against this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. T.I. and Tiny won't be charged for allegedly drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in L.A. This happened back in 2005. The accuser filed a police report earlier this year alleging that T.I. and Tiny drugged and assaulted her after she met them at a nightclub. Well, prosecutors declined to move forward with the case since it falls outside of the 10-year statute of limitations. And this is a very similar outcome to what happened with their case in Vegas. A woman claimed that she was drugged and sexually assaulted in 2010 after meeting Tiny at the airport. Tiny invited her to come back to their hotel and hang, and nothing came of that case here as
so
well.
So sad that by the time women hear other stories and feel confident enough to be able to come forward, it's too late to hold these people accountable.
Yeah. And lastly, Eddie Deason, best known for his role as Eugene in the original Grease movie, was just arrested.
Oh.
This story is real interesting.
Which one is this guy? I'll have to look at his
Eugene
picture.
Was the Eugene. Total nerd.
Yeah, so he was at a restaurant in Maryland, refused to leave when asked. I don't know what the story is there. I don't know what he did to be kicked out. Had to be forcibly removed.
Oh,
he
no.
was hiding behind a woman sitting in a booth and refused to come out. I mean, this just sounds like my child when I'm trying to get them to go home. When the police showed up, he started throwing plates, bowls, and food at the police officers. So he was finally taken out of this restaurant in handcuffs and wearing no shirt. Somewhere in there, he took his shirt off. He now faces charges of second-degree assault, trespassing, and disorderly conduct. And by the way, earlier this year, he was arrested for doing the same thing at a restaurant in Maryland.
He's committed to the act.
So. By the way, did he pull the "Don't you know who I am" card? Because I would be like, "No, I don't know who you are. I don't recognize you at all."
Know the movie, don't know you. Yeah. For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on mojothemorning.com.
Live from Vegas, before our iHeartRadio Music Festival, this is Mojo in the Morning.